this man's hands. I got his photo, his solo photo for Love is Blind, and he's doing the generic businessman hands. And it's like, now if this was the cast photo, we would have had our red flags up.
We would
But
have.
this was not what he was doing in his cast photo. He has when she's and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
Black Vibe Baddie.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and are listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a place for Black Bi baddies and those who love us. We are wrapping up season one of Love is Blind UK by talking about this reunion. And wow, this reunion's very different, I think, than the Americans, but I am here joined with my co-host, Quita Tinsley. Quita, do you agree, disagree?
Very different. I was like, wow, this is a much different vibe that the producers mm-hmm. are going for in the UK.
Mm-hmm. Were you feeling it or no?
I was absolutely feeling it. I was like, wow. I'm like, I feel like the US is like really drama
yes.
forward.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that they're introducing each couple at the beginning and end of their segment, and people are like, clap. It felt very,
yeah.
very adult.
It did. There's some parts that it's like, it's hard to hide how actually negative the experience is.
Mm-hmm.
Sam. But overall, they were like, and we're moving on. And it was fast. They were flipping through. But the first couple that went was Demi and Ollie. Are we surprised at all by the update on these two?
No, I wasn't. Were you?
I was a little, just that he actually went to Charlotte.
That was the thing I was the least shocked by. I feel like that was...
I think I'm shocked that Charlotte was accepting of it. That's what I'm shocked by.
Oh, got it. Did you watch like the Jesse Wu interview with
no.
Ollie? Okay.
I know that was a whole thing, but
yeah. Me. Well, he mentions that he was dating Charlotte in the pods,
yes.
and she actually left after he broke things off with her. So
yeah.
I'm like, knowing that, I'm like, okay, this isn't surprising that she would spin the block with him.
Yeah. I guess when you paint it that way, I guess. Demi and Ollie said they already had conversations before. For the altar, which showed that they were not ready.
Yeah.
This is when I need more follow-up questions.
I know, because I'm just like, okay, what were those conversations, and did that like lead to them not speaking to each other
mm-hmm.
in between the time of them leaving the apartment and going to the wedding, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. It sounds like it, and we have no clue what actually happened, how everyone was talking about Ollie and Demi in mm-hmm. Greece specifically, mm-hmm. and even before that, because Catherine, they got on Catherine for what she said in confessional during the pods, and Ollie's like, well, I have something to address here, and I think that everyone online and on the show were talking about whether I'm going to be attracted to Demi when the women that I have dated before have looked like Demi,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's projection, and Catherine, she gets pretty defensive. First of all, can I just say what my beautiful black moment is now?
Yes, please.
Because my beautiful black moment is like, with all the fake confidence Catherine had to say and do the things that she was doing, Ollie gagged her when he was like, no offense, but every woman I have dated looked like Demi and not Catherine. Like,
period. And she made that face like.
She did. She was like, oh. Oh, so we're coming at each other. And it's like, but it's true. This man
right.
is simply saying, like, you got me messed up if you think I don't mess with black women or women of color, and I was just going to be goo goo gaga over Catherine because she is this thin blonde. And yeah, he says it was projection. And, you know, Catherine, she looks shocked. She calls him disrespectful. Do you think Ollie was being disrespectful?
No. And I feel like also she was still holding on to him. Like, because she even mentions it, the thing about the club. Like, yes. Oh, you made a snap judgment about me. And it's like.
Her and Maria. And Maria need a talking to on what. Because.
It's like everything they say, and then when people reflect that back to them, they're like, that's not me. And
yeah. I'm like, well,
who is it?
Who is it? Because you're still not walking back of like, oh, I don't want this. You want it. You just don't want to be judged for it.
Exactly.
And it's like, technically, these people need to judge whether you're a good fit for them or not.
Right. Right.
That's the end of it. Like, I don't know. Even with some of the things that are about Tom later, I'm like, I hate to, like, really defend a man, but it's like, what are we doing here?
Honestly, yeah, watching it, I was like, am I the president of the Defend Tom Club? Like, what is this?
What is this? Anyway, yeah. So back to these two and Catherine. So basically, they bring up how she said in the confessional that Ollie and Demi wouldn't work on the outside, and she's still denying that there was any wrong, ill intent with that, but then Demi's like, hey, you need to be accountable. Jasmine also jumps in, and it's like, if you thought what you said was innocent, you wouldn't have said, oh, my mouth is going to get me in trouble. Like, you knew what you were doing, and she almost cried. And I love that they actually cut, cut that. Because it's like, no, your emotions are not going to distract from you did what you did, and you just are still not owning it.
Right. You said what you said. Like, you were trying to be a mean girl, and you were making the assumption that Ollie would prefer a woman who looked like you over Demi. Because what other information did you have? Besides what Demi looked like.
Yes. Yeah. So the host in the end asked about Ollie. This connection to Charlotte. So Charlotte is in the middle here. If you're watching on YouTube, by the way, I always have slides, but we also have an audio-only version. Charlotte's sitting next to Aaron, who we saw a lot of, and Tash. Now, this was so weird because the hosts are like, hey, been in touch with anyone else? First of all, Ollie takes the longest sip.
He did.
He did not. He didn't want to talk about this at all.
He did, which I'm like, so what's tea? What's good? What happened? What's
happening over here?
Even with how Demi was like, Ollie's a good man. He's just not my man. Charlotte, is he your man? And I'm like, what did we as the audience miss? Because what happened here?
Wait, she said, Charlotte, is he your man?
Your man, yeah, she said that.
I missed that.
Like, turned to Charlotte and was like, Charlotte, is he your man? And then the hosts were, like, laughing, and they're like, oh, and then they're like, oh, Demi, do you want to switch places with Charlotte? And then they're like, well.
I caught that.
Yeah, so Demi, right before that, had said, Charlotte, is he your man? I'm like, why can neither one of y'all give a straightforward answer of whether y'all are together or not?
They couldn't. I want to know what Demi was told. So there's some messiness here when it comes to the friendships of this show. It's so messy because we know that Jasmine and Demi have been girls this whole entire time. Apparently, they were still girls at the reunion, and then that changed after the reunion.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You know, for Demi, she talked a little bit about boundaries on... Exactly, right? Like, that's like, my reaction. Oh, like, that makes sense. But then on Jasmine's side, she was like, basically, they were talking about the whole Charlotte of it all and, like, kind of passing the telephone of what's going on because they weren't really blasting that out to everyone, but it's like fair warning because we're about to go to a freaking reunion, right? And then I think some people are getting the sense that Jasmine also wanted Demi to defend her at the reunion because Jasmine did get flack for how she also talked about their engagement. And apparently there's still things about Greece we just didn't see, and maybe more context of why the women were jumping Ollie. And in the end, some of the story is that Demi just didn't say anything. Therefore, her feelings, they're taking space. I hope whatever it is, they just become friends again, because this is stupid.
Right.
It doesn't sound like anything actually worth losing this friendship over.
Right, and it's like y'all are beefing over a man, but like,
but not even your man.
Right, like now some of a man who's now with some other woman who's not even in the equation, like.
But I don't know, I think it's just the whole like ride or die thing, like the girlies who are like that is like, okay, like how far are we going for each other, and if someone feels like they're left in the dust. But that's just one reading of what's going on. We'll see. I'm wishing them both good luck. Is there anything else we want to talk about? This Charlotte's in a situationship basically with Ollie,
right, and saying it on international television essentially, like, wow. Whatever. You know, we grown. Sometimes we be in situationships.
Sometimes we be in situationships.
I was not surprised, but I also want to know the tea, because there feels like there's a lot of information that we just aren't privy to. I mean, Demi likes to keep things close to her chest, so it's honestly not surprising.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, another person who wants to keep things close to their chest. Hi, Steven.
That had me gooped gag in like, what?
I know. This but is also, not good.
Also the air sign of it all.
Also, look at this man's hands. I got his photo, his solo photo for Love is Blind, and he's doing the generic businessman hands, and it's like, now if this was the cast photo, we would have had our red flags up.
We would have.
But this was not what he was doing in his cast photo. He has something to prove at this reunion.
Ooh, child. Yeah.
And it's giving, I'm trying to choose an alpha man pose.
Ugh.
Thing is, he's going against the Belfast girly, okay?
Right.
That ain't gonna happen here around here. Right. Sabrina went on a tirade. This man barely said anything besides, you're lying.
And then it's like, but what part is she lying about? What Where are the receipts? And the way... At one point, she said, prove it. Prove that I'm lying. And I feel like when somebody says, prove I'm lying like that, it's because they can prove that they're telling the truth.
Exactly. Exactly. Because I did not hear a bit of receipt or evidence. So Sabrina's like, I went and quit my job, start my own agency. Apparently she did that. She's killing it. On the other hand, Stephen's CrossFit gym is, I guess, rest in peace. I don't even know if he owned the gym at this point. He said he lost all his clients
when he went on the show. Yeah.
Rough.
Yeah.
So she went to see him 7 times and he returned the favor twice.
And then
and then did not show up for Christmas.
When she said, you texted me 2 days before Christmas.
Steven.
I almost flipped the iPad. Like, you're playing with me.
Mr. Smith! He said, I mismanaged my funds to go see you, sir.
If you mismanaged your funds, you knew long before, 2 days before Christmas, sure you were not going to be able to make it, because no one buys last-minute tickets to travel around Christmas unless they are literally rich.
Yeah.
So what?
So you just weren't gonna, you knew you weren't going to show
you
up for that group.
You knew you weren't going to be there. And then you, in a text?
He ghosted his wife. Stephen apparently doesn't like talking on the phone. according to Sabrina.
I'm just like, what did you think? Like, the way he was like, we just underestimated, like, the long distance of it all. And I'm just like, sir, if y'all can't be with each other every day, like, or even, like, y'all may go months at a time without seeing each other, what did you think would happen if you weren't communicating with her?
Right. I don't know. I'm not surprised that if, like, the business was going down, then the romantic life was too, because men really do not handle it well when the business side is not adding up. So, but this was just also wild. I believe Sabrina that she really tried to make this work, but also she was so petty talking about a $70 ironing board.
She was.
Not dollar, euros.
Euros, right. And, yeah, I mean, he said, like, he would say, like, small things became big things because of the distance, and her walls would go up, and it'd be hard for them to come back down. I was like, that makes sense, because, I mean, the way she's talking about, I don't even drink coffee or tea, and I had French press, and this for you, and I bought an iron, and I did, and it's just like, okay, Sabrina, you can't, like, be like keeping receipt of everything you've ever done for him, like, especially if he down bad, and then you're like naming how much money you've spent just to like make him feel comfortable.
Technically, when you're in a marriage, that's what you're supposed to do. It's supposed to be richer and for poorer.
The partnership of it all. But I think her issue was he was putting in such little effort. You know,
I agree.
You down bad financially, that's cool. Or, like, that's real, right? But, like, what other type of effort are you putting into our relationship to, like, maintain it?
Our relationship and your own, like, career just showing signs of trying. But yeah, I think just, how you said, she's like nickeling and diming everything. It's like, okay, we're losing the plot of what marriage is, because that's what happens. If your boo loses his business, you up for it. That's literally what you sign up for when it comes to marriage. So keep that in mind.
I think for me, then that became interesting, because I'm just like, if he was down bad, lost all his clients in London, he actually could have moved to Belfast.
Absolutely.
And see if he could build his business there. At least he could be with his wife full time, you know?
But I think he also is, like, the type of, like, I want to live in the big city and try to make it. But then Sabrina dragged him so badly. She was like, well, he lives in a shared flat, which is, like, an apartment with roommates.
Roommates, yeah.
And she was like, he could not do any of the things that he was selling during this. So I was just like,
and I believed her, because when he said, you know, when you're in the experiment and everything's paid for and da da da. So then my thing was like, Steven, you should have been honest that you couldn't actually hold up any type of lifestyle like this. Like, when y'all go home, you going back to your roommates, like, you lost all your clients. Like, you have to be super honest. You got to be on your Izzy, okay? Like,
Izzy waited to the last minute,
but he did it before they got married.
He did not trap that woman.
He didn't.
And now she's living her best life with another woman. There you go.
Whew, the gag of that. But
I said that immediately to Quina and every other gay reality TV person.
And another friend sent it to me too. And I'm like, the gaggery of like her being with a woman.
And she gets added to my reality TV stars list that I will be asking to come on the show. So are we done with these two? What a disappointment.
It was so sad and honestly a little triggering, because I'm like, Steven, you could have put effort into the relationship. Like, FaceTimes, phone calls go a long way, you know?
When you broke, you better be the most romantic, poetic bitch out there.
Period. Send me a freaking postcard.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I'm just like, it doesn't, you don't have to be spending a hella money to sustain a romantic relationship.
Yeah.
But also, you have to be honest about your finances, Steven.
Yeah. Oh, and one more big downfall for this couple, because again, this couple bonded over things like positive mantras, getting up early. It was a lot of lifestyle stuff. Then all of a sudden this man at the reunion said, well, I can't be positive all the time. That's not the goods you were selling, Steven.
Right. And he's like, oh, it made me seem like such a perfect person. I'm like, sir, you were selling yourself as a perfect person. Like, you did that.
Yeah.
And the show added, like, little music behind it.
Exactly. Exactly. Because people who are not great at keeping up that facade it absolutely fell down. You did not let it drop a second, which is wild.
Exactly.
Moving on to one of our married couples, Bobby and Jasmine. Look at this, sitting on the same couch and everything.
Holding hands, looking happy, smiling.
The dark hair on her is so good.
It is.
I know you got to switch it up sometimes. I get it, but it's so good. Now, they moved into in together right away after filming, which makes perfect sense. They're happy. Exactly. We got a clip of her looking at his place. And, wow, what did you think?
It was giving bachelor pad, for sure, for sure.
But she must have been so happy, right? Because, we talk about this all the time of what these women are looking for, these straight women, and how weirdly territorial they get.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And when it was, so cramped and literally had man cave, I know this woman, she did a sigh of relief, but she's still, I want to know the psychology, straight women, if you're watching, of why you do this.
Because
then she was like, well, are there any stains on the bed? The bed actually well made. Like, no one's even talking about that. And now she wants to talk about stains on the bed. Just say you guys actually want man babies.
Literally. Literally.
You want it. Because now we're looking for something that's not even there. And that's crazy of you.
Not talking about, have you brought women back here? He's been a single man.
He's a grown ass man.
Like, of course he's brought women back here, Jasmine. You've been in whole relationships before here. Like, what are we talking about?
So territorial and weird. But I'm so happy we got a new clip. This reunion was actually good with new clips. I don't actually think we get new clips in the American version of the show.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so worth it. Now, of course, we had Jasmine's mom be mentioned as part of the thing. The host asked Jasmine's mom if she approves, and she says, oh, Bobby has my support 110%, and everyone claps.
I'm like, we're not going to grill Jasmine's mama just a little bit?
Nah.
Exactly, because they know Jasmine would be ready to fight.
Exactly. Both of them would have torn that whole thing upside down. Exactly. But for me, it's just like, the girlies who know, know. We've been saying it the whole time. The girlies who know, know. As long as these two are happy, I don't care.
Right.
And these two are already working on kids, so there's no take backsies. So far, or you could take back, but they just might have a baby
right
first. So, and I wrote down, I know Vanessa's upset because UK got it in one shot, and the host didn't even ask.
They didn't even ask for it.
Damn.
I'm like, well, you know what? You see what happens when you don't ask people invasive questions about their sex life and their mm-hmm. reproductive lives? Mm-hmm. They might just volunteer that information if they want to.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So, good luck to them. Oh, these two disasters. Maria and Tom. So, for them, Maria's makeup look good for this mm-hmm. reunion. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to say that. She looked amazing. Now, at the beginning, they're like, it was a no at the altar. What happened after? Tom says that they knew they had big differences after the altar and parted ways. I want to know how long that took.
Probably not long.
Yeah.
I feel like probably not long.
Yeah. Maria said what Tom said about raising kids was an indirect disrespect to her family. She describes what kind of kids her mom and family had, so why she took offense. She did love that Tom showed his emotions, which again, I'm like, when? Like, I guess.
Yeah. I'm like, that must be have been in moments that we didn't see, because I didn't see him being that emotional.
Tom is just a regular, degular dude.
He is.
So I'm just like, the bar for emotions must be a little... She must not be used must to be seeing in, men.
Be even that. Speak about them. I mean, just... I mean, based off her interaction with her brother, mm-hmm. I mean, she was trying to be vulnerable, and he's like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, maybe just a man being even able to communicate about his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yeah. Wow, you've taught me a lot.
Yeah. So, I'm guessing she's going to take that for whoever her future husband may be. Tom said that the show shone a light on his flaws. And, yeah, Maria keeps going on about how she didn't want him to buy her luxurious things. Da, 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 da. No one thought that, Maria. At the end of the day, you want to be a stay-at-home mom. That's right. Still heavily relying financially on the other partner, and it only makes sense for that person to then be like, am I up for that, or do I even want that?
Right. And that's like a values and like, you know, like mm-hmm. that's a values and culture thing. You know, I know she felt offended, but I'm like, that's a valid thing to take note of. Because yeah. it's like, if he doesn't want to teach future children this way of relating to mm-hmm. others, that's important. And like, so clearly, important. You know, I didn't understand that. Like, I understand, like, the racial implications of her feeling critiqued by this white man about her Moroccan family tradition. But I'm like, your cultural traditions are just more conservative. And that's just is what it is. You know, mm-hmm. like, it's based on, like, a gendered dynamic of a man being the provider, the woman being the domestic caretaker. Both roles are important. But, like, he's saying, I don't believe in that. Like, yeah. I believe we are both providers in our family.
Yeah. And another big thing is the daughter point of view, right? Because he said, I don't want to raise my daughter to think that the man should pay for everything. But truly, and this is me coming from, like we keep on joking and saying about, like, we were raised more like by a mama, like Jasmine's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And Jasmine's mom's like, sure, what kind of education and what job do you have? But I also would think that her mom may or may not have raised her to be like, yeah, don't rely on these men. Because exactly. they can beat on you at any time. They can leave. They can get sick and die. Yeah. Like, and like, being a stay-at-home mom, you don't have access to, like, a 401k. Like, what's your end retirement? There's just facts of mm-hmm. risk when it mm-hmm. comes to being a stay-at-home mom or not. And it makes sense on just calculating on whether that's a risk or not. I think she has a problem with independence. Sure, you might be an independent person outside of that, but at the end of the day, if you're a stay-at-home mom, you are concretely financially dependent on your partner. Literally. It doesn't matter if, like, whether you're getting Louis bags, which I don't think she ever wanted, or food for the week, your grocery right. bill.
Or housing.
You know?
Like, she's like...
It's all dependent on that. And, yeah, I think just how she doesn't want to pay into a house he bought himself and maybe losing. Well, he doesn't want to have the risk also, as well of, like, me being the sole person. Because I could lose my job any minute. And then what?
And then what, yeah.
It's a nice backup for both people. And we still haven't heard anything about how Maria sees her job. We saw the fallout of what Tom said. I don't even think we caught the comment. Do you know what he said about her job?
He said he was judging at first because he assumed that a makeup artist would be shallow or uh-huh. like really cares a lot about looks.
Yeah.
Which I get how that could be hurtful, but also at the same time, like,
it's a natural assumption. Oh, you like makeup, you care about looks.
And I'm like, he's a 40-year-old white man, almost 40-year-old white man. I'm like, he's not in the know, you know, about like the makeup industry and how people don't have to be like stuck up and care about looks, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I get being like irritated by it, but it was a quick correction. He caught himself around it, you know? And yeah. Like, I don't know. Because I have been watching other people's reactions to the season, and a lot of women do not like Tom. And I think where we differ is they are straight and I am not.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of straight women are like, actually, I do want a man who's a provider. Like,
yeah.
If he is paying his mortgage, why would I move in and pay the mortgage? And I'm like, oh, well, I am the type of person of like, no, we pay bills together because like, I care. I was paying rent before I got here, and yeah. I want to have a stake in this house, you know, yeah. Like, you know, yeah. I'm just like, it's just different approaches.
And but I think the reaction to this is so much different online than people in real life. I don't know. I don't know. I know that these people exist, but it's like, how I know the statistics of how many people are actually affording with one partner doing mm-hmm. all the things that like these women are now creating a wish list for mm-hmm. and a partner. So I don't know. I think it's common sense.
I think so too. And it's yeah. like the whole ice cream thing. I'm just like, she was the one who got upset by that. Like yeah. she was upset, you know? So I'm like, for me, it's just like, Maria, you actually do care about a lot, like care about this culturally a lot. It's very important for you. So like you yourself knew that Tom wasn't the one for you because he does have a more egalitarian idea about like the household. Because I feel like it's like, why did he do all these things? And I'm like, she was also an active participant in all of these things and was gathering the same information about him that he was gathering about her.
He made, I thought, a clear decision in the pods. Tom was about to just go home alone. Maria was like, I'm feeling this, and this. And it's like, Maria, he flat out said he didn't want to stay at home, mom.
Right.
But okay. Sure, Tom's the bad guy. Should we move on to Nicole and Badiah? Do we have more to say about these two?
I did like that they called Tom out on what he said to Natasha.
Yes.
Or like okay. the conversation.
The because bad he actually got off. This is where we could have gotten into Tom, but period. Y'all want to talk about 50-50 stupid stuff.
Exactly.
Like, this is the heteronormativity. This is where it sounds like y'all have your priorities messed up because you want Tom to pay for anything. On the other hand, Tom told Tosh, and this wasn't even mentioned in the reunion, which I can't believe. He said, me and Maria aren't 100%.
Exactly.
So what's good? We can't talk. Ask Tom, what did you mean by that? What were you hoping for by mentioning that? Maria, how do you feel about that?
Right. Did you know that? Were you thinking that? Like,
he said this while you were still in the same room talking about, I'm not worried.
And then came home and tells Maria, Tosh says she's in love with me.
Lie.
That's not what you were missing.
You were drunk and you were attracted and you filled in your own blank, sir.
That part. Because she said, I was in love with you. She did not say, I love you.
Exactly. Lied on her. Whether in meaning to or not, you did. And Tosh was like, yeah, this was past tense. And Maria and Tosh made it clear that they are good, friendly. The host then asked Maria, how about you and Tom? And she said, it's whatever. Like, that whole clip right there was so British because it felt like a talk show then.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, it was just so, I'm going to throw a jab, but we're all going to laugh. And it's light mm-hmm. and we just move on to the next thing. Where in America, mm-hmm. it's like, we want you guys to just just get you up to the line where you're about to punch each other and then reel it back a little.
Exactly. Actually, I really enjoyed the UK version because, like, my nervous system felt much better.
Yeah. At
the end of it. Like, I'm like, I do not feel as activated as I would watching. And it's like, it feels so rapid because you have so many couples to actually get through.
For sure. Did most of these couple have any business being together for as long as they did? No, but we have a lot to get through. So now Nicole and Benaiah. Now, our cuties did not let us down.
They did not.
Now, the picture I have for Nicole and Benaiah is obviously a picture of something we did not see happen.
Oh, yeah.
Because Nicole is holding a freaking paper and is, like, looking to where Sam would have sat.
Oh.
It looks like she pulled out some kind of receipt. And even Benaiah's looking seriously down at this note. Why was this cut? I don't know what it was, but I want it.
Why did Sam get the easy? Like, they did not really grill him.
They were easy on everyone, to be fair.
That's true. That's true. You're right.
They were like, yeah. So Benaiah kicks things off first. He's like, first of all, my wife is fine. Everyone tell her my wife is fine. I bet she was nervous. But either way, I feel like he would have done that. But yeah, he said he has been trying to hippify her. I know Nicole's a corporate girly, but she's a hippie already.
She is. Miss Mama's already says she does yoga naked in the garden. Okay. She's already there.
Yes, there's a reason you guys work. There's no changing, for sure. We get a montage of their year together. I feel bad because I think we also got a montage for Jasmine and Bobby, but I skipped past that. Just know that they did that for them, too.
They did that for them, too, but this was, like, really cute. Like, I almost cried watching it because they are so in love and so cute with each other.
They are. So they were walking, and their height difference is so bad that her head was just floating. Like, there was nothing else in the shot. And then she's feeding a chicken. Looks like they're traveling. It's early morning. They're riding on freaking camels.
Right. I'm like, and they're zip riding. Like, what are we doing? Like, what?
And there's a montage of him jump scaring her. So.
Weird. Hate it. Hate that.
That's the meanest thing that Benaiah will ever do to her.
Exactly.
Stop scaring her. She needs to be kept on her toes, so it's fine. It's fine. Oh my god, they look like they're having so much fun and living their best life. This is the montage that everyone was like, oh, so Benaiah's rich.
Like, is he?
I don't know. They're doing a lot of things, and we are in a recession right now, so. But no, I think people have said he literally has, like, went to a prep school. So there's just, like, small signs that he's a rich wanderlust boy.
Got it. Okay, that would make sense then.
Mm-hmm. So Benaiah says that he regrets not giving Nicole validation, which then led to her going to Sam. Nicole's like trying to take ownership. He's like, nah, this is on me. Who do you think is more at fault?
I think, honestly, both of them. I think it's pretty 50-50. Like, he was pulling away. He wasn't being, like, direct and, like, really clear with her. But also, she was getting lost in the Sam sauce. You know, I'm just like the combination, because he eventually did become direct with her, and it felt like she was already just like lost in the Sam sauce by then. It's just like,
well, the second she got a no, I don't think she was lost in the Sam sauce until he said no. So I don't know. Then Sam walks in. I was literally rewatching again before this on TikTok, and I said boo, and then I heard the boos. They booed that man.
They did. They booed that man.
Oh, my God. Boo that man.
It was giving Trevor coming out for that season.
There you go. There you go. That's absolutely it. Now, he starts by saying that, first of all of this was prepared. He went into a prepared, memorized scribe.
He did, and it was weird.
He was like, oh, it's been really rough, but, you know, I was coming in looking for a wife. This is when Jasmine, when he said that, she shifts in her seat, because she was like, I know I'm about to say something. They're going to ask me, and I'm about to say something about you and your looking for a wife. He said maybe he wasn't ready to find a wife at the time. Jasmine, she speaks up. She says her woman intuition popped up while talking to Sam, which didn't happen with Bobby. Sam claims that he was just nervous when he made that comment about Nicole and whether he could pick her up. I think they were being also very kind to Nicole by not also bringing up what he said about her looks. But it's like, so you were nervous all these other times as well?
Right. Exactly. I mean, I did love that her and Benaiah made a joke of, like, the boring brown thing at the top. But it's like, yeah.
That was racist.
It was. It was racist. Like, I didn't like that, you know. And also, I think, I wish they would have actually, like, clocked him on him saying the same things to Jasmine and Nicole. Like, yeah, I'm just like, he is just such a disingenuous person. Like, I did love, though, that, like, when Nicole, they asked Nicole, after you saw what you saw, did you understand why Benaiah felt like he had to protect you? And I love that she didn't take that as a moment to, like, just rag on Sam, but to, like, turn to her love and be like, thank you for trying to protect me. Like, I see why you felt the need to do that.
Absolutely. She gave that man a headache. She gave that man so much stress talking about, well, I want to give this and this back to Sam. He's like, if you don't.
His bracelet. He's like, you don't throw that in the trash and leave that man alone.
But now I was this close to being like, he's not one of your little friends.
Exactly.
That's not your friend, Nicole. Oh, but she had to learn. She had to learn the hard way. No, Nicole was doubting things after Benaiah warned her. She said Sam didn't take it well when she didn't want to go to Greece with him. And this is when I was like, you know what? This is also maybe, and I don't know if she meant to do this, but this was probably a great test that Nicole gave Sam. Because the biggest allegation that was lobbied against him is that he's not here for a marriage. Nicole's okay, I'll get engaged to you, Sam, but we're not doing this little show. And apparently then he wanted to have a hissy fit, so that just proved.
Right, he deeply just wanted to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got your little 15 minutes of fame, and now all of the internet can't stand you, so.
I know. And then he had that bad mustache. Why didn't he shave that?
I don't know. Maybe he thought it made him look mature or something.
I don't know. Or weathered. Like, he's like, oh, I've been through it. I have this beard now.
Right. I've been
These
down
two
back.
Aren't even looking at him.
I know. Freddie's like, why is he sitting next to me?
Like, I know I'm a good dude. Why do I have to sit next to him? And Catherine's literally leaning away. She's like,
literally.
I mean,
they low-key both are. Like, both are, like, leaning to the couch.
They're like, I do not want to be associated with this, please. So wild. So, in the end, also, Sam just keeps going, basically trying to reason why he made the things or decisions that he made. Demi chimed in, and she said, please just apologize. You haven't done that yet. He was never going to.
He was not going to apologize to Nicole.
The man is so disrespectful and thinks he's somehow above Nicole. He was never going to apologize to her. He's disgusting. He apologizes. And, like, he has such an attitude with the last, he's like, I hope you're happy. Da, 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 da. And then he walks away back to the audience where his seat is, and he looked so defeated then.
Right.
He's like, oh, that didn't go well. No, it didn't.
No.
Because you couldn't even apologize.
he should have immediately started with, I want to apologize for the things I said about Nicole, for alleging what I did about her trying to get physical with me.
Yo.
You know, like.
Flat out lied?
Lied.
Nicole's like, you lied. And he didn't, like, I want to know if he replied to that.
Right.
But I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't cut anything and that was literally like, yep, and we're going to skate by that, that I lied.
Right. Just going to ignore that.
High school behavior. Boys who are like, oh, she didn't like me or she rejected me, so I'm just going to, like, go around and say that this girl wanted me, but I said no.
And my thing is, like, her wanting to get physical with you is not that out of the realm of normal because y'all were literally engaged to be married.
But also it didn't happen. And
right,
I think,
that never
happened. And I think maybe Benaiah knew it didn't happen, and that's why he laughed in Sam's face. Because remember, right. That was literally his response to that.
Exactly.
And he was like, why are you laughing at me? It's like, because you're a joke.
Period. A joke, Sam.
Joke. You told a funny haha joke. Anyways, Benaiah is about to go to Ghana, y'all.
Which I was just like, oh, is Nicole Ghanaian?
I thought so, yeah.
Okay.
Or Ghanaian.
Got it.
So, Benaiah, please don't get your hair braided. Please.
Oh, he's definitely getting his hair braided.
No, Benaiah, don't do it.
You know he's doing that.
No.
He got the little bracelet with, like, the little shells in it. He definitely about to get the braids. What?
Don't get the braids. He did make a TikTok recently, and he was like, Benaiah with short hair, Benaiah with long hair. Which one, guys? I was like, him and his influencer bag.
Love it. They need to do some, like, trips. They need to link up with Trova Trip.
They're going to link up with so many people. Don't you worry. Should we get to our last Catherine and Freddie?
Mm-hmm.
So these two, it was a no from Freddie at the altar. This is actually the only picture I have of them. They're hugging. So, Catherine, well, I did just show, unless we want to rely on the Sam one, but these two are not happy with him there.
No.
So we'll just go back to this. Catherine owns that she was snapping at him and he didn't feel like he could be himself. She just said, yeah. I wrote that directly. I think I'm speaking.
Because even the pictures that you have of them in Greece, his face looked like it did when he was on the couch with Sam. Like, that man looked so just, like, out of himself.
Yeah, for sure. She denies that she treated Freddie differently after he admitted he cheated years ago. Catherine, I don't think you did it consciously, but subconsciously you lost respect for that man. And
we
honestly,
did.
That's okay, because who wants to be with a cheater? But we can own it just a little bit.
Right. I think this is my thing about Catherine, is she just, like, won't stand on anything. Like, she be saying and doing things, and then when you confront her with it, then she's like, I didn't do that. I didn't mean that. I didn't. And it's like, no, stand on business. He said he cheated 7-8 years ago. You felt the type of way about that, and it was hard for you to try to get over it, but you tried. Like,
you really tried.
You tried, but it clearly upset you.
Yes, it did. Beyond that, Freddie said he thought it wouldn't be right to not give her a gift, which I still really need to understand this line of thinking, Freddie, because they were like, Freddie, you gave her earrings right before knowing you were going to say no. He's like, yeah, it didn't feel like right to not give her the gift, but then also I know it could have been a problem that I did give her a gift. Knowing he's putting it as this was a lose-lose situation.
Yeah, I mean, he said she would frown, like, she would look down upon it if I didn't get her a gift before the wedding, and she would look down upon it for me getting her one, which I'm like, she does seem like the type of person who would want, like, a gift in her bridal suite, which
she never looked happier.
She, thank you. I'm sure she told him she wanted something like that because she names he's not that type of guy. So where
Exactly.
would he get that idea from if not directly from the source? So he did what she wanted him to do, but he knew at the end of the day, you know, like he wasn't going to be marrying her that day. So he was in a catch 22. What do you do? Watch her be pissed walking up to the altar, you know, or like, no, she going to be pissed. By the end of it, I don't know.
Right.
I kept them earrings. I don't know. Like, it was a wedding day gift. We didn't get married, but I still got earrings.
Exactly. Then we get his sister. I finally got this queen's name, Betsy Dora.
And all right. Betsy Dora stood on business.
She sure did. She said, look, you look like a beautiful couple. I'll give you that. But when you guys got back from that retreat, my brother was a whole other person, and I'm not rocking with that, okay?
Period.
And Catherine, there was nothing for her to say.
Because she didn't like his personality. She didn't like how much of a jokester he was or how much. And then for her to later on be like, I never laughed so much with this man. So you admit it. You don't laugh. You don't have fun. You don't experience joy. You just shop.
Her joy is shopping, and that works for some people. I am not going to yuck anyone's yum on that. But yeah, Freddie was not cutting it for her. I so hope Catherine just gets the man that she wants and stop compromising because she wants to be chosen from trauma.
Exactly.
I get it. Most of us have been there. It's time to learn from this. And Freddie, I hope you find a good woman.
Right. A sweet woman who just wants to live a quiet life where y'all laugh a lot.
Yeah. We're at the end. I already shared my beautiful black moment being Ollie dragging Catherine to her face until she cried. How about you?
Mine would have to be Demi being like, Sam, just apologize to Nicole, period. Yes, period. Like, someone needed to get that tone with him because he was out here playing in our faces. And my girl Demi was the one to do it.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it so much that she did that because everyone was getting annoyed with him at that point, I think, but she said it. Now, our chaotic bi moment of this reunion. I said all of the women dragging Sam. They all took turns jumping him. And I enjoyed that chaos, that chaotic bi. Jasmine jumped in. Demi jumped in. You know what? At the reunion, they did not drag Catherine's ass for that Sam moment.
Oh, they didn't.
They had to have, but I think they cut it.
Oh.
That's what the reunion's for!
Oh, yeah, because they even had him sit next to her. So,
yes.
Like, yeah.
They had to have addressed that, and they cut it for some reason. I'm so curious how they make the decision.
To cut things.
It must have been just time. Like, I think time probably was a big one because I think it was a tight hour.
Yeah.
But it's like you already had everyone there. You had them on the same seat.
Right. And I'm like, us Americans, you could have gave us an hour and a half reunion. We would have been sad. Okay? Like.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, Catherine, Sam, once again, they got away with it. They got away with it again.
They got away with it.
But most of the ladies jumped Sam, so that's mine.
Yeah. My chaotic bi moment. It gotta be Ollie's a good man. He's not my man. Charlotte, is he your man?
Oh my gosh.
I loved that. I'm like, yes. Put her on the spot.
But I don't know. I think it could go either way. Because I think it's like, yeah. I'm segueing to them. I'm taking control of the situation, putting them on blast. But also, Why is Charlotte and Ollie not working out? I think that is kind of like a little bit of shade of like, what's up with Ollie?
Right, what's going on? Why are
Because
y'all
this woman was sublime.
right.
You said
Berserk,
sublime
mad, sublime,
while
all of that.
engaged.
Period.
You found the sublime girly and like it's complicated.
Right, it's complicated, but we're in a good spot. And then Ollie's like, watch the space, is all I'm saying. Sir, we are not gonna be watching for y'all's relationship.
I watch for Charlotte and her hair videos.
Is she like a hair content creator or no? You're
I
like,
don't know, but if she ever, she's gonna get a
she
thousand, she's gonna get 1,000 questions about that curly hair, no split ends. And I'm gonna be right there for it, even though I don't have her hair type at all. I'm gonna be like, girly, what you doing? What you doing over there with that hair? That's like the main thing for me. I'm kind of sad she straightened it for the reunion. That was an L.
that, you know, she wanted her middle part bust down, sleek,
Yeah, she did.
straight.
She did. Which I know it's a look, but I'm always a
Girlies love a middle part bust down for the reunions.
it would
Serena
be me.
had the middle part bob. Janae had the middle part, like 36 inches. I'm like, the girlies love a good middle part, sleek, straight, like style.
Yeah, they do. I don't know what it is, but give me curls all day, every day. Oh, well, I guess we have to let go. Love is Blind UK will be back for another season, which does not surprise me at all. So, this is the end of our season, Quita.
This is the end until the US version comes back.
Yeah, until then. So, until then, where can people follow you, Quita?
You can follow me on Instagram at hello underscore Quita. And you can also stay tuned. I'll be launching a podcast called Grassroots University. So watch the space is all I'm saying.
That even mean? Like, is
What does
that
that mean? I'm like, is that like London slang?
I don't know. I don't know what space. I am your host, Nicole Weaver, the host of Black Bi Reality podcast. So we are wrapping up Love is Blind UK. I do highly suggest if you're one of those latecomers to Love Island USA, we do have a couple good videos, and I did recap the reunion with Quita and Izzy Gleacher of Big Brother 25, so you can check that out now. We are also covering Big Brother. I'm doing exit interviews every Monday, so please subscribe and stay tuned for that. And I actually have some interviews coming up with some very interesting people. One's going to be a cooking video, which I haven't done a new cooking video with Jordan since in a minute, but it's going to be a fun challenge that is involving Big Brother. That's the tease.
Ooh,
Yeah.
fun.
And then Survivor's coming around the corner, so we did recap last season. I am trying my best to get exit interviews, so please stay tuned, subscribe, like, and comment on this video. And that's about it, guys. I hope you guys have a good one and stay tuned. Bye.
Bye.
Boom.